Muhammad Khan, man accused of attacking Queen's coffin thought monarch was still alive. By Peter Kettle on September 22, 2022. Muhammad Khan, the man who is thought to have attacked the coffin of the late Queen Elizabeth II, reportedly did so as he thought the late monarch was still alive. A court in Britain has heard that Muhammad Khan, the man alleged to have attacked the coffin of the late Queen Elizabeth II, allegedly acted with the belief that the British monarch was still alive. The 28-year-old has been charged with threatening behavior with intent, with the prosecution looking to add a further charge of disorderly behavior. According to a report by UK state-owned broadcaster the BBC, Khan is described by prosecuting lawyer Luke Staten as having been witnessed by police approaching the Queen's coffin. He stepped off the carpet in the direction of the catafalque, then grabbed hold of the royal standard flag draped over the coffin with both of his hands, the lawyer told Westminster Magistrates Court on Tuesday. The prosecution described Khan as expressing the idea that the Queen is not dead, saying that the defendant had said that he approached the coffin because he wanted to check for himself. Khan was also described as looking to talk to the royal family, and that he was willing to trespass in order to try and make contact should he fail to do so. Doctors have reportedly found that Khan is not yet fit to stand trial, with District Judge Michael Snow quoting from one psychiatric report that the accused is described as suffering from an illness and that illness leads you to certain delusions. At the time when you were in Westminster, you didn't accept that the Queen was dead and that was the reason you were moving towards the coffin to satisfy yourself that she was, Judge Snow reportedly told Khan, who reportedly spoke only to confirm his name, date of birth, and that he was staying at a friend's address in North London. He is delusional still and thinks the Queen is not dead, thinks King Charles has something to do with it and may go to Windsor Castle to pay his respects, but also because he still thinks she is alive, the judge reportedly added. According to a report by The Telegraph on the trial, the judge then put the case back to October 18 in the hopes that the accused may be well enough to take part in proceedings. Judge Snow also granted Khan bail, adding the condition that he remains in a mental hospital until his next court hearing for his own protection, with the prosecution believing that the man may come to harm at the hands of UK security forces should he indeed attempt to make contact with the royal family. Follow Peter Kettle on Twitter, at Peter_Kettle. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.